Welcome to the Lizzie and Events podcast. Today we have Elizabeth Clark with Lizzie's Sunday Thoughts. Welcome, Lizbeth.
Hello, how are you? And thank you for listening today.
And what subject would you want to bring to attention to the visitors today, Liz?
Well, I thought the media and everything is full of things that we can't do at this current moment in time. So I thought I'd talk about what we can do.
And will this be focused on a specific area, or are you just going to go with the flow?
I'll probably just go with the flow, but I'm thinking of sort of raising, you know, earning income, perhaps developing an income stream or turning a hobby into a business or things. So something that we can do during this time that we've got, and I'll go into more detail.
Because plenty of people are talking about what ifs along in the future, but you're continually maintaining get doing things now because they can definitely benefit yourself. Well, give me an example. What type of thing would you be suggesting?
Well, for instance, now's a good time if you're at home, if you're not a key worker and you are spending more time at home, have a look around your home and just have a look. Are there things that you no longer need? Are there things that are surplus to requirement? And, you know, pull them all together, pick them out of the various rooms, open drawers, cupboards, and pick out all the items that you no longer have a use for or you no longer need or no longer bring you any joy. And consider selling them to earn a little bit of money or turn them into something that you do want.
There's a trick you can use if you want to get rid of something and you're not too sure. Wrap it up, put it in a box, put the box away, and after a few weeks, see if you can remember what's in it. If you can't remember, it's saleable. However, there are things that are worth just saying goodbye to, and it can be anything from...
anything from books to knickknacks, bric-a-brac, ornaments, even clothing. You know, people get tired of their clothing. They just want to change. It could be that you've changed weight or you've decided you want to change your image. So there's a good market for quality clothes, books, DVDs, records, as I said, ornaments, collectibles, absolutely anything that you don't want. You can guarantee there's somebody out there that will want it.
And whilst you were talking to me about this podcast this morning, you offered something that was quite intriguing. You said people have got to remember that it's not a antiques roadshow. Let things go for what you can get, not what you think they're worth.
That's right. I mean, all too often people will have what they consider their treasures. You know, perhaps granny gave you a china teapot, or you've inherited some things that have been passed down in the family. They're not necessarily monetary valuable. You may think so. And also, things don't always hold their value. What may have been worth £200 or £300 20 years ago could perhaps only be worth £15 or £20 now, because times change, demand changes, and trends change as well. But yes, don't be too precious about your things. If it's something that you no longer need, get that into your head and think about just releasing it. And even if you, say for example, you walk around your home and you can pick 10 items out. If you sell those 10 items for a fiver each, you've brought in a revenue of £50, which could be your shopping for the week, or it could be something that you want to buy for your garden, for instance. But if you're thinking, well, I paid £80 for that and I'm not going to accept a penny less than 60, well, forget it. Keep dusting it and keep it in the cupboard.
Good. So be prepared to sell, recycle, get things around. Now, what conduits, where would you sell, say you could sell these items, Lizbeth?
Well, we're in an internet world, and it's very, very easy. Most people buy on eBay, but it is actually very easy to sell on eBay as well. There are also, if you use social media, there are local selling sites for your area on Facebook. So just have a look for those. and Facebook Marketplace. So you can just sell within the marketplace on Facebook. So that's very, very easy to do. And a perfect place to get rid of your unwanted things.
You also were talking about when Lizzie's shop started, you took the time to support it with work at the airline. You also suggested to me that actually now would be quite a nice time to start thinking about starting a little business, and why not?
Why not indeed? It's true. The Lizzie's shop in the Victoria Centre Market opened 15 years ago now, and it became a place for us to have a continual presence for what we were doing at weekends at shows. And those weekends at shows started from a hobby. I started making jewellery, gemstone jewellery, using gemstone beads of the various crystals, making pendants, earrings, bracelets, matching sets and things, purely for a hobby and an antidote to the stressful life that I had in my mundane to Friday career. And it surprised me actually that people wanted to buy them. And I was invited to attend a local MBS show with a stand, with a table. And it all started from there. And I started attending events, and the two of us started going to events together with crystals, jewellery, pendulums. And it all started from there. And then I reached a point at the in the corporate world where I really didn't see the value in it for me. And I realised I wanted something different. And I remember Ian actually asked me one Sunday evening, he said, well, what do you actually really want to do? What would you do if you could have the choice? What would you do? And I said, I'd like to do what we do at weekends all the time. And his reply was, make it happen. And that's exactly what we did.
So whilst we can't open up a market stall or start looking at the idea of doing weekly markets in different areas, you can certainly start to make the plans to do so. And in fact, I would suggest that if we were going to start Lizzie's shop again, I think we might be thinking about online. Now, what we must say is from experience that online takes a lot of traction. It's something we have neglected, and we have realised that whilst people do come to the online shop, it will take quite a time for it to take traction. But of course, again, never a better time. We're not doing a great deal. You might as well start it somewhere along the line.
Absolutely. We actually bought the domain 2 years ago. Right, lizzieandshop.org was created 2 years ago, and it's only this past week that I've actually had the first sale on it, which was a really happy moment for me. But it's one of the things that I'd put off because I kept saying, I haven't got the time. I haven't got the time to list the items. I haven't got the time to source the stock. I haven't got the time to develop it. But the lockdown and this current situation provided us with exactly what we needed, time. So Ian very graciously took a week of his time to build the platform for me. And I am now spending quite a lot of time every day photographing, listing, learning how it works. And ultimately there will be I'm sure it'll be a strong internet presence, and it'll provide another income stream alongside the market.
And also, there is nothing to prevent anybody from self-promotion. On a personal level, I cannot overemphasize the fact that at this moment in time, it is imperative that you keep visitors and people who know you and potential customers aware of who you are and what you do. That doesn't mean sitting in front of Facebook hour after hour and saying, I am doing this certain thing and giving away everything for nothing. It's about creating a brand, creating who you are, and making certain that you've got something very strong and a good platform for the future.
That's right. on the day that lockdown happened and the market was closed, the council closed the market when all the other shops, non-essential shops, were closed. We came home and I immediately put up on Facebook that I could provide our customers from the market with certain items that they would still require, because nobody had been given the opportunity to stock up on things like their incense and oils and other items that they wanted. So, and that's when I thought, right, now is the time. These people are contacting me. I'm getting phone calls almost every day from people saying, is your market open? Can I still get? And I'm doing it through Messenger and a few on Facebook. But now I'm able to direct them to the online shop, and I will be focusing more on that in the future.
Time and again, we'll tell you, just to make sure you're certain. Time and again, we will tell you, get yourself onto Len Lizzian Events News. Get articles on there, talk about yourself. The list of people on the podcast is unbelievable. I'm looking at the ledger at the moment. We're running through till the 5th of May, with people ready to go. And that doesn't mean to say that we're going to stop, because I could easily double up the amount of podcasts that's put out. We could put a podcast page up on to Len, Lizzian Events News. Use it, Lizzie. Use this to your advantage. We have literally got hundreds of people coming to that site daily. If you don't take advantage of it, then you'll lose the advantage. And believe me, the people who are using it are certainly seeing a benefit.
Absolutely. With the directory on there and the articles, it gives you a good presence. I'm very lucky in that with having the Lizzian shop in the Victoria Market, I've had a Facebook page for it and got nearly 2,000 followers on that page. So now that I'm launching the online store, I've already got an audience there. But when you do start out a new project, please, please bear in mind, as Ian said, it takes time to gain that traction. It takes time to build your audience, but you must keep maintaining that contact, keep making connections, share other people, talk to other people over social media, and make those connections, and then you will build your audience. It's also important to know where your niche is and join various groups and try and stay within your niche. You know, we can't be all things to all people. So although I stock a lot of different crystals, incense, and essential oils, people will often ask me for other items, and I'm very happy to point them in the direction of other community members and other people I know that can satisfy that request.
If you've got a thought or an idea about your products, the things that you make, just write a few words about it, send it in to Len, and I'll make sure it goes up onto the pages. It's imperative that you consider that what you are doing now will stand you in good stead for quite some time. We don't know how long this situation is going to last. It could be short term, it could be long term. Don't speculate, but keep people aware of what you're doing. And the other thing I'll say is that the more that you share the work of Len and the community members on Len, the greater the awareness that people will have of yourself. So say, for example, that you make wooden tarot boxes, or you take boxes and you turn them into very bespoke tarot boxes. If you're talking about it, somebody will see it. They may not buy today, but they'll know of it. You may make esoterical bags, or you may make necklaces, or you may make things out of crystals. The point is, it's no use just putting them up there and saying, oh, that's a crystal for sale. But if you spark an interest in it and people say, oh, that is made by, it becomes a brand and people want it. Therefore, people want to know about you, and they want to know about how, why, and when. Make sure that people know how you make things, why you make them, when you make them, and who you make them for. You've got to interact, Lisbeth.
Always, always interact and engage. Engagement, connections, communication, it's all part of it. And that you can't rest on your laurels. You can't think, oh, I've had a really good week, I don't have to do anything this week, because you'll lose your momentum and you'll lose your place in the rankings and the ratings as well.
So to sum up, if you're thinking about starting a little business, a little online business, never been a better time. Plenty of avenues for you to operate from. If you want to fund your work, sell things that you no longer want, it doesn't make any difference what you've got. Somebody wants it, believe me.
Absolutely. So now's the time to turn a hobby into a part-time income. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be anything connected with well-being or esoteric things. It could be raising plants from seeds and selling those. It could be sewing. It could be crafts that you enjoy making. And if you've got to build a little business where you can sell them and then have more materials to make more, you might like creating artwork and drawings. Turn your hobby into a part-time income. It's really easy to do. And now is the time that you have the time to make it happen.
Don't think we can beat that. Thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Clark, Managing Director of Lizzie and Events Limited, and me, Ian Timothy. Thank you.
Thank you.